Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. It's a good show. Once again, still not in the studio. Michael Ross should be fixing that soon. So the show is going to be, you know, an 8 out of 10 at best. The ceiling is...
Oh, that's nice.
Slow, yeah. At best. It won't, like, you know, it could be a 4.
It could be. Look, you have to stick around to find out. But
yes. Look, I might
be an apt rating for something you did.
Ah, yes. I had a very embarrassing experience that I thought, what if I have this as an excuse? Thinking it would make it a lot better, but it made that very intimate experience perhaps a lot more embarrassing.
Meanwhile, we kick off the show this morning as I found a dead thing in my house. There's nothing worse than coming home to a sinister smell. It was Friday night.
Yeah.
We got back from my father-in-law's birthday. It was late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you're in a house, everything sort of creeps up on you. You're like, you're just sort of acclimatized to it.
Yes.
So, in hindsight, we think that the smell must have been there, but we didn't notice it. We reset by leaving.
Yep.
And coming back, and we walked in the door, and we're like, what the hell is that smell?
What happened?
The bin was empty. I had just emptied the bin.
That's good.
Because it was bin day like the day before. I'm like, it's not the bin. The fridge, not the fridge. Everything, like, I know that I like to buy expired food as part of the bargain bin, but the fridge just smelled delicious.
Yep.
And I could smell it, like, I could smell it near the manhole for the ceiling.
Oh, okay, the ceiling. Sorry, I thought you meant...
Yeah, I live in a sewer. That's the smell. The manhole to get into the ceiling. I was near there, and I was like, don't tell me. Don't tell me
like
a dirty rat or a...
Yeah.
Or a cat or a possum has, like, died in the roof. But I was like, mm-hmm. Maybe it's stronger elsewhere. And I had a bit of a walk around, and it was strongest in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
And it got stronger in the pantry. And I'm tearing everything out. And I'm like, we're going to find like a rotting mouse.
Also, your scary music ran out.
Yeah, that's all right, because we're there. I found it. It was a potato.
What?
More like... Potato. It smelled like death. I had never encountered... So, like, one of the potatoes in the bag was rotten.
Oh.
And, like, we've all smelled rotten food. And we were amazed that this, like, one small potato, like, smaller than a tennis ball, it smelled absolutely rank. It was like rotting flesh.
Is that why there's so many Irish here? Because then the potatoes smell that bad. They just try and get as far away as they can and grow up in Australia.
Oh, yeah? Like
now, Michael Ross, bit of a risque topic coming up. So if you've got kids in the car, do change the station immediately. Probably don't come back. I did something super embarrassing in an intimate situation, Michael Ross, but it was to try and save me from an even more embarrassing situation. So I need your thoughts. I was with a lady of the night. No, sorry, just a lady.
Oh, hang on. A lady in the night.
Yeah.
During the night.
I was with a lady and we were horizontal tangoing, if you will.
Oh, yeah. She's like, are you 6 foot? I'm like, it doesn't matter when we're laying down. Yeah. Anyway, so some stuff happened, right? And let's just say, imagine it was a tip-off between the West Coast Eagles and the Freo Dockers. And as soon as Nat Nui, like, tipped it off, Shuey kicked it for goal straight away and then the game ended. Okay,
so... Are you sure if it was a woman, if there was a tip-off?
Look, the game ended. Let's just say I was expecting a 5-minute scratch match. The game ended within the first 20 seconds.
Oh. Everything now, okay, mate? You, did did those tongue just, strips?
No, it was just, it was great opposition. Let's say that. It was a great opposition. And they didn't notice, of course, because I was being super safe. But in that moment, I had to stop.
Right.
And she's like, what's wrong? And of course, I didn't want to say that I'm a man that has stumbled at the starting block. So I put my hand to my head as if I was like stressed about something.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I think I've moved on too quickly and I miss my ex. So I've taken the, oh no, I'm not emotionally ready, over the, I finished in 20 seconds.
I'd say that's worse.
Do you reckon?
I think it'd be like, you could disguise it in a compliment. That was apparently the best ever. I'm sorry. As opposed to like, oh no.
No, but I think.
Alas, I have moved on too quickly. But I only realized in this very moment.
But I feel like the power has swung the other way. Because I feel like if I just, like it was just all over, she's like, oh God, you loser. Where this one, it's made her wonder why she couldn't outdo the memory of my ex.
Well, yeah, in the middle, like it's really actually quite horrible to do to someone, isn't it? To be like,
anyway,
I put you in this compromising position, but oh no, I cannot continue.
It's all right. We'll make it up on Wednesday. I'll let you know how we go. I'm gone for 30.
Last Friday was my father-in-law's birthday, old Lethal, 61.
Wow, bloody Lethy. He looks good.
61 for Leth. And we went to a little, like a little dinner party. With one of his mates was there, and then the neighbours, because you know older people are friends with their neighbours, younger people don't know who their neighbours are.
That is so true.
And so it was like a little like a cheese and wine dinner party.
Oh, lovely.
And then like they were getting old people like to get rowdy, you know, like
oh those swingers.
When you have no responsibility and you're the neighbor and you haven't driven, you just walk home.
It's true, yeah.
You like to have a few Pinot Gris, you know? Yeah. So I'm knocking them back and it was getting late and I said to my wife, like, well, should we go? Like they're just gonna get old people drunk, aren't they? And she's like, yeah, we've gotta go. Because they live about like an hour away.
Yeah.
So we drove home. And this is the reason that I like to leave things early, because when we get home, a picture is sent to my wife like, in a message, and it's just her dad with paramedics.
Okay.
So on his birthday, he's proceeded to have the worst birthday party ever when his neighbor got too drunk that he walked her home. Yeah. And she was so legless that she fell over in her own house.
Yeah.
Grabbed him.
Yeah.
And he got, like, basically tackled into a chest of drawers.
Oh, no.
Smashed his face and needed what? 15 stitches.
I saw that photo. I thought he had, like, a skin cancer cutout.
It's huge. He split his nose three ways and needed 15 stitches.
I genuinely thought, I was like, good for you, mate. You caught it early. Like, I was like, and no, he didn't. He caught the chest of drawers late, smashed his face. Happy birthday.
It's amazing he didn't, like, break his nose or lose any teeth. And apparently there was so much blood that in the morning, she was so drunk she had forgotten what happened, that in the morning she was like, ah, why is there blood everywhere? Like, did someone die?
That is wild. And also, just quick side note. So your partner's dad, the one that got his nose split open.
Yeah.
His wife was just happy for him to walk another drunk woman home.
Well, she lives next door.
Yeah, but she didn't go with him.
Like, she lives like in front of them because they live on like a back block.
I don't know, man.
She probably was drunk herself.
Or something happened. Then her mum came around, saw what happened, punched him in the nose.
1-800-011-666. I want the worst birthday you've ever had. Because that's up there. 15 stitches and a split nose for my father-in-law on his birthday. 1-800-011-666. Worst birthday ever. Worst birthdays this morning. My father-in-law, on his 61st birthday, his neighbour got so drunk that she accidentally tackled him into a chest of drawers and he split his nose and needed 15 stitches on the spot. Had to get the ambo out.
So bizarre. It's just the weirdest birthday gift. Probably the worst birthday you'd have to say from him.
Oh, I'm trying to think back and, like, I've been to some of his birthdays. They've all been very tame in comparison. That is definitely the worst birthday. Have you had a worst birthday? How bad was yours? 1-800-011-666. Got Jade from Karratha on the line. Jade, what's the worst birthday you've had?
It was a few years ago. It was my 27th. And I had all plans. It was the first time I had actually made plans to do anything, like, before my my birthday. So, you know, I was going out for dinner with my friends. I had dinner planned with my family. And then a couple of days beforehand, I started feeling sick. I'm like, oh, this is good. And by the time I got to the doctor, turns out I had conjunctivitis and a viral infection.
Oh. Conjunctivitis is always a tough one.
Yeah, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought I had an ear, and it just got worse and worse. And then, yeah, by the time I got from, I went into work and I didn't realize it. I'm like, no, I can't. I've got to go home. I got into the doctors and they're like, yeah, no, don't get back to work. Like,
how good is that? Home. Like, they give you a gift for your birthday and you're like, oh, I have a gift for you. It's contagious.
So, yeah, that was probably the worst part. I had to cancel all my plans. I just, spent the day at home just feeling terrible, itchy eyes. Like, it was not fun.
Did you consider just maybe, like, not telling anyone and wearing, like, sunglasses the whole night so no one could tell?
Oh, no, I was bad. Like, I just felt sick. Like, I just had no energy. It was just, all I wanted to do was, like, curl up on the couch and fall asleep. Like, it was bad.
Oh, Jade. That sounds like a terrible birthday. I've got to wish you happy birthday today to make up for it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jade.
Oh, Ross, it is now time, I believe, for Motivational Mondays. So, if you could please welcome to the stage, Chet Thanks.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks so much for having me on this Motivational Monday. Who's ready to get inspired by themselves? Because these inspirational quotes are just made up by me. They can be made up by you. You're all capable of finding this motivation. Today we're going to draw from the natural world, from the world of the animal kingdom. My first motivation for this Monday: remember, even elephants care about the little things.
Yeah, right.
That's like, that would be on a poster. You know it.
That's the only reason why you get points. It's not good, but it would be on a poster.
It would be on a poster, and that's what I'm here to tell you, that you can all motivate yourselves and come up with these quotes with your own inspirational minds. Be like the bear. Because bears hibernate for half the year, and yet we still remember them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, be like the bear.
Yeah, it's a good one. And they eat their young if they have to.
Well, you got to do what you got to do in the world of business. Chet, thanks here for Motivational Monday, inspiring you with my final Animal Kingdom inspiration for this Monday, this motivation. People call me a cheater because of my success, but I didn't break the rules. I'm just faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
You feel it, yeah. That's why we're called cheaters. They're jealous, not because we break the rules, but because we are fast.
Can I add one?
What do you got?
Instead of lying down, lying up. Rawr.
Like, I think I'll take care of it. I think I will do motivation.
Sorry, I was motivated. Motivated.
You can inspire yourselves. Except Mitch. Round 4 of the AFL season has wrapped up. We are 1 month in officially, so we can start getting like a better sense of where everyone is at. And mate, I have a deep look into the inner sanctum of Carlton. As a Carlton fan, even though I'm all the way over here in WA and they're in Victoria. There's a very dedicated fan base. Like, it's one of the biggest, like, YouTube communities.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That, like, there's so much discussion and there's so many content creators, podcasts. There's so many Carlton podcasts. And I know exactly how everyone is feeling when we were on a hot streak, three in a row. Yeah. And now after we've lost to Gold Coast in round four.
Because Carlton is like the Frio of like Victoria. So it's like a team, lovely fans, all get into it, but not been great the last couple of years.
So here's where their heads have been at over the last month. Here we go, three on the trot, baby. You know, the last time we went 4-0 to start the season was 1995. You remember what happened at the end of that year, don't you? Yeah, you remember. Yeah, grand final. Yeah, us. Brownlow Crips, Norm Smith, Sammy Walsh, Coleman Medal, Harry Mackay again. And I'd say at least six All-Australians.
A few moments later.
Well, we had to lose one, didn't we? You can't win them all.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
An undefeated season. That hardly ever happens. You've got to lose one. And, you know, this one, you know, we wanted a week off. We've got tougher games coming up. Got to rest them bodies. What's that? No. I'm not putting the lid back on. The lid never came off. I'm just making sure it's still there. Yep. Still nice and secure. Look, if you think about it, we already won four in a row because Melbourne, they definitely wanted to win that prackie to start the year. We pipped them. This isn't 2012 again, you know, where we won three to start the year and then didn't even make finals. It's not going to happen, is it? It can't. No. And that's how the Carlton supporters have felt across the last month. Mitchell?
Yeah, it's, look, you're in an abusive relationship. We all know that. It's toxic. And currently you're being love bombed, which is where they do a love whole bombed. Lot. Yeah, okay. Love bombed is a thing where they give you like all this sort of stuff just so they can treat you like crap the next couple of months. And they're like, hey, remember that time? And you're like, I do remember that time. That's why I'm here. I hope it'll happen again.
It's so nice that you have someone to tell you exactly what happened in your last relationship. That psychologist is doing wonders.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.